Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 11th of May, and I am recording at exactly 10:30 p.m., and that is British summer time here in, yes, it's very sunny London, or it was earlier today. Now, what can we say about these interesting markets here? Well, first, let's look at stock markets. And Japan had a good day, up 1.25%. China did even better. The Shanghai Composite Index was up just over 3%. Now, that was mainly, I think, on the basis of another interest rate cut. And it's the third within the last 6 months. And interest rate cuts really go down well, even though this was because China's economy was slowing. But remember, it's still one of the fastest growing economies on the planet here overall, even if you downward adjust the figures from what the Chinese claim them to be. The Hang Seng Index up 0.5%, and the H shares, that's the enterprise index, up nearly 1%. Now, it's easier to mention the declines because Taiwan, Australia, Malaysia, Thailand, and Indonesia were all down slightly. Other than that, in the Asia-Pacific region, the next interesting story was India, which had another good day in here, continuing to recover from its flirtation with the 200-day moving average, and the Sensex index is up 1.5% nearly. Okay, in Europe, a little bit of mixed activity here overall. Modest gains, very modest gains for Spain, Italy, Netherlands, Sweden, and Switzerland. Small losses for the others on my screen. That includes Germany, France, the UK, and also the Euro Stocks Index. Now, there's nervousness in Europe. There's no doubt about it. They had a good day on Friday. Quite a sharp rally on Friday, but it's the Grexit situation, which is really a little bit like water torture, I think, as they attempt to deal with this. Creates uncertainty, keeps some investors away from the market. And on Wall Street, well, losses of 0.5% on average for the Dow and the S&P 500. NASDAQ slightly better. That was just a fifth of a point down. Now, Wall Street also had a very good day on Friday, so this is not much of a retracement, and is very close to its highs on the major indices, including the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ indices. Okay, now looking elsewhere, government bonds. I think this is the story of the day. U.S. 10-year treasuries. Now, you remember last Thursday and Friday, they had a brief consolidation and had slipped back to 2.146%. Today, closed at 2.28% for that 10-year bond, 2.28%. So that's another upward dynamic, and it is back above the early March high that we had seen on those 10-year yields. And if this follows through on the upside here tomorrow or later this week, it will be further evidence that we have a base formation under development. And if you look at bond prices, which shows the reverse, of course, you see top formations on those patterns. So I think this is important, and I'm looking at the total return index in here today. It's not doing too badly. It's still above its MA. Actually, it's a little bit behind here. It doesn't have today's quote in here. Again, I think the bonds are dangerous, and it's hardly surprising that there's some complacency in the market after a 35-year bull trend, certainly in real terms. And what we and that's including the yield, obviously. And there's not much scope on the downside. And if economies recover, if interest rates start moving, if the central bank starts raising interest rates, you're going to get these bond markets weakening. And I think that is what lies ahead. So I would be, I'd prefer to be out of that market. Not that I've been in it all along. I tend to play stock markets, but this is risky. Okay, what about currencies here today? Well, the dollar index is a little better. It's just at 95 right now, but it's been 3 days up versus Wednesday's small downward dynamic. In other words, it's barely offset, or hasn't quite offset Wednesday's downward move over the last 3 days. So there's no sign of strong demand coming back in here for the US dollar. My view is that the Fed will almost certainly want to see the dollar a little lower because it's going to skip the June opportunity to hike interest rates because of the uncertainty over the economy. And they're also mentioning unemployment, although that's come down an awful lot, in my opinion. I think the currency is a more important consideration. But that's penciled in here, rather than etched in or carved into limestone, like Ed Miliband's great monolith. But I digress, and here we are looking at a dollar that could still come a little lower overall. Now, elsewhere, sterling firmish 1.5586, and the euro up at 1.1155. And the Australian dollar slightly firmer, 0.7893, helped by resources firming there somewhat. Also, iron ore has now risen 30% off its low. It's a type 1 bottom. In other words, big spike to the downside and getting a strong rally to the upside, which will eventually spill over into a right-hand extension ranging phase. And looking at other currencies, well, the Asian, it's mixed against the dollar here right now, giving up a little bit of ground mostly in the Asia Pacific region, but not no big moves are actually evident. Chinese renminbi really very steady against the US dollar. And in commodity markets, well, softness here in the precious metals sector. We've got palladium clipped for over $21 tonight. That's at 780 and change. We have silver down 16 cents to 1630. We've got platinum down 18 to 1125 and change. And we've got gold down nearly $6 at 1183. Now, if it goes a little lower, it'll keep getting oversold here once again, but the patterns are too iffy. I maintain that there isn't a strong interest rate, the interest either way here. We're still getting some stale bull liquidation, and There's a lot of trading going on, quite obviously, mostly short-term, very active short-term trading. I think it's a little bit of a hazardous environment. And the long-term value buyers, well, from India and China, they're not playing the leveraged markets, or at least not very much. They're just gradually accumulating a little gold over time. Okay, oil prices. The Brent is a little lower here today, back just under 65 at 64.98. It's down 41 cents. It looks like we're consolidating these gains, as I said on Friday, the earlier gains that we had actually seen. And the WTI, that's just below 60, it's at 59.35 cents here overall. I mentioned, and I didn't mention the industrial metals. They look a little weaker here. Copper is down and currently at 291.30, although the industrial metals have had a reasonable bounce here in recent months, most of them at any rate, led by lead and zinc. And slightly softer in the agricultural commodities for the most part, although I can see sugar is a fraction higher. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.